John Lennon once said, "The people have the power. All we have to do is awaken the power in the people." It took 20 months, but that's exactly what a group called the Cottonwood Lake Preservation Society has managed to do. In 2017, if you remember, a private land logger with experience all over the province in some pretty controversial logging plans purchased three parcels of forest south of Nelson, one of which was above and around Cottonwood Lake, a very popular spot for fishing, hiking, and skating, and also home to all sorts of wildlife that relied on Cottonwood's mountainsides and wetlands to live. The logger's plan, in essence, to cut basically all of it. Well, the Preservation Society was formed, the public's awareness urgently raised, and thousands of volunteer hours expended in an effort to save at least some of the land around the lake for future generations. And they did it. With an end-of-February deadline looming, the Cottonwood Lake Preservation Society has raised $400,000 that'll help purchase some of the land for all of us to enjoy. Cottonwood Lake Preservation Society spokesperson Andrew McBurney is with us today to share this great tale of victory and the power to the people. First off, Andrew, congratulations, man. Quite a job.
Thank you, Darren. Good to chat with you again. Yeah, we're pretty pumped.
How much of the land exactly, for folks out there who don't know, has been saved, and where exactly is it located?
Okay, so the land is the upslope part of the park. So when you drive in and you're looking at the lake, it's on the right-hand side. It's that mountainside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 49 hectares, which, for those who don't know, it's about 121 acres.
So it's been an ongoing story. Lots of numbers bandied about, lots collected, not entirely sure who was all involved. So can you help people understand how much cash in total has been raised to date with the help of not only the public, but also donations, grants, and any input from various levels of government?
Yeah, at times it's been hard to message that clearly. It's kind of a fluid process, changing all the time. But we have raised about $535,000 in total, with the help of public, private, and various levels of government. So pretty big.
Yeah, it is big.
Chunk of money.
Yeah, big chunk of money. The other big number that is really quite substantial is 1,000 donations came in. What does that say about Cottonwood's value to the community?
Wow, yeah, that was incredible. It says everything about the value. We had donations from all across Canada. We had donations from Kentucky, from Germany. Yeah, it speaks volumes to the simple fact that this is a very important part of this community, and it's a jewel, and jewels should be protected.
It was a while ago, Andrew, but do you remember where you were and how you felt when you first heard about plans to clear-cut the forest around that beautiful little lake?
Yeah, I sure do. I'm sitting in that same chair right now. I was after work, and I was tired. It was December 2018. And, yeah, I was talking to a friend who let me know the news that this was about to happen, and I remember feeling a gut punch inside of me, and I thought, yeah, that's not right, and people need to know. So I think I spent the next 3 hours wildly firing off texts, and that was kind of the genesis of the public meeting at the Rod and Gun Club, which was very well attended. And it was at that moment when we looked around, we thought, okay, we're on to something. We're right.
Yeah,
people care, and we have to keep going.
Yeah, that was a real strong indication when so many people showed up at that meeting. The issue itself was a real hot button for environmentalists of any sort. The Narwhal, in fact, which is a well-respected environmental publication based out of BC, ran this headline in March of 2019, and I quote, "BC community raises $50,000 to save a beloved forest, but it may be too little too late." What do you credit with what appears to have been, it was a real buzzer beater against the odds save. Why did that happen?
Maybe it was the headline that really fired me up. I'm not sure. It's like, come on, guys, what do you mean too little, too late? We're just getting started. It was a good article, and it brought a lot of awareness to this cause. And, yeah, how did we pull off the buzzer beater? Yeah, the community did it. It was really clear and really obvious that this could not happen, and it didn't happen. So
Was there a point, Andrew, at which you thought maybe it might be, if not too little too late, but maybe just a little bit too steep a hill to climb?
There were a few times along the road for that. That feeling came up a few times for sure, not just with me, but with other members of the board and our ragtag bunch. But we, you know, at certain times along the way, we would get an encouraging message, or we would get a donation, or we would get a lever pulled from the powers that be that would open another gate and propel us further down. And it just was a series of small victories like that that kept us going.
As I mentioned a little earlier, the issues like this really do push emotional buttons that fire folks up. The harvesting plan itself out of Cottonwood does bring to light an issue that a lot of BC communities have dealt with and still are going to have to deal with going forward until the province makes any changes to legislation, that being that privately owned lands can be clear-cut without any public notice, consultation with neighbors, or the requirement to replant logged areas. Doesn't matter if they're around riparian areas or lakes or beautiful viewscapes. What is your advice to other communities facing the same private logging plight as ours has regarding Cottonwoods?
Yeah, that's a big question. I suppose I would advise them to do what we did. There's a lot of people that say, you know, what we did was a slippery slope and it sets a precedent and whatnot. I argue that, you know, we couldn't just let it fall. A slippery slope would be caused by having no trees on it. And so I would encourage groups to take action. At the same time, speak to the provincial government and see what can happen here, because it's not happening very quickly. So you do what needs to get done sometimes.
And worth noting that our MLA now for Kootenay West, Katrine Conroy, a veteran and certainly somebody who understands forests and how important they are on both sides of the fence, she's now the forest minister. So there you go, folks. If you're wondering who to write or what doors to start knocking on, we can start at the top, because she's a neighbor and a friend in lots of ways. If you're just tuned in, we're speaking with Andrew McBurney of the Cottonwood Lake Preservation Society and the big win for the savior of a whole heap of land out at Cottonwood Lake. I'm going to back up a little bit. We actually owe you a little bit of an apology, because, as it turned out in Monday's newscast, we wrongfully mentioned the mountainside above Apex Nordic area as being part of the property that will be saved by the purchase. That is not the case. So I guess the big question, what's going to happen to the remaining, you know, 600 or so hectares that's still slated for logging, and where are those parcels located?
The real answer for that, I guess, would be with the landowner, but the expectation is that it's going to be logged. And those parcels are directly above the Apex ski area, that large slope across the Apex cross-country ski zone. And there are some parcels, across the road, up the Whitewater Road, some of which have been logged, if not all of it. I'm not sure.
Right, yeah. But we saw some of that work started almost a year or two ago. I think he started on the Whitewater side of the highway. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, if you're listening and you care about what's happening, maybe there's more still to be done, because I don't think people realize that potentially that entire slope above Apex, which is a beautiful old-growth slope, could be gone. We'll see what happens in the spring, but I do believe machines and loggers are pretty much at the top of the hill, literally as we're recording the interview.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice mature forest up there. That's going to be sad, kind of shocking for folks. I don't know what to say about that. We tried to include Apex in with the Cottonwood lands, but it was just beyond our resources. We didn't have the capacity to take on both parcels, and so we just had to focus on Cottonwood.
Well, you certainly can't be faulted for the incredible amount of work that's been done thus far. That said, who will now officially assume stewardship of the Cottonwood property?
Okay, so we have a memorandum of understanding with the National Land Trust Organization. They've asked us to not name them right now, just until the ink dries. So we have to respect that, but that's what's going to happen. We're going to pass the money over to the regional district. The regional district will then transfer the land to this land trust organization, and it will be preserved in perpetuity.
And so what do you envision for that land for the future, Andrew? Is it going to be left entirely intact, or will there be extensions of popular mountain bike trail system that's just to the north, any kiosks, hiking trails? Cottonwood has become a household name in the last year, and the park sure sees a lot of traffic, especially when the ice is nice.
Yeah, it sure does, eh? The parking situation there is always tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some initial conversations with the land trust folks, and ultimately, of course, it's up to them. But they don't seem to mind the idea of the odd trail through there, maybe even a bike trail. They don't like too much recreation in there, mm-hmm. in their lands, from what I understand. But yeah, it'll be mostly untouched. It's a pretty steep slope there. I do know that the continuation of the Trans-Canada Trail that the Nelson Cycling Club has been building, fairly high. The plan is to continue that to Cottonwood Lake.
Right.
So that'll help, that'll really kind of create a networking hub right at the lake.
Perfect.
And then the continuation of the trail on towards Salmo.
So, right. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah, the fairly high network is, the trail itself is remarkable, and many, many people around the province know about it, not surprisingly. Last question for you, Andrew, two parts. What does this victory mean to you as somebody who wanted to take a stand on something he simply believed in?
It's reaffirmed my belief to listen to your instincts. You know, if you feel something deep down to your toes and you feel it's right, then it probably is. And it empowers you, and a friend of mine who passed away in a skiing accident a couple of years ago, I was changing my career and struggling a bit, and he said, you know, what you're doing is important, and important things are hard. And that kind of stuck with me throughout this journey with Cottonwood Lake.
So what's next for you in the society? You know, officially you are very experienced pros in an urgent conservation effort involving private landholders. That's a skill that's increasingly going to be in demand.
Huh, yeah, experienced pros. Well,
it's official. It's official.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, I don't know. There's some groups locally, I think, that I wouldn't mind lending a hand. The Weimar Watershed people are fighting a good fight right now, and mm-hmm. People over in New Denver pushing back against a commercial resort. So maybe go lend a hand over there, and anybody who's in need of any advice can certainly give us a call.
Well, we appreciate the help personally coming from a resident. Way to go. My kids will appreciate it. Lots of folks will be thankful for the work you did, and congratulations.
Thanks, Darren. Hey, can I finish with another John Lennon quote?
You can.
He said, a dream you dream alone is only a dream, and a dream you dream together is a reality. And that's kind of what this community did. Great, Darren.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the time.
You bet, Andrew. Cheers.
Okay.
That's Andrew McBurney of the Cottonwood Lake Preservation Society. Over the past 20 months, the society engaged in a spirited and public campaign to raise $400,000 to purchase 49 hectares of mature forest above Cottonwood Lake, and that is exactly what they did.